is concerned with that larger theatre of action of which the present life is but a fragment. To all philosophic peoples, man's present state is the result of previous life and action. To understand this is to discover the cause of present conditions. Asiatic astrologers have practiced this part of the science for thousands of years, and their findings should be of interest to Western students of astrology. The principle behind the Bhava Chakra, or cycle of transmigratory existence, recorded on the ceiling of the Lamaist monastery at Sikkim, is entirely astrological. The outer circle of the figure is divided into 12 parts, which are termed the Nidanas, or the causes which move the soul to rebirth. These Nidanas are the 12 zodiacal signs, each one of which contains within it an impulse to action, or, as the ancients termed it, a cause of contact. The first Nidana, under Aries, is called the unconscious will. It is represented by a blind man and signifies the soul passing from death to rebirth. The second Nidana, under Taurus, is called confirmation and is represented by a potter and his pots, signifying the soul shaping the materials of the mental and physical natures. The third Nidana, under Gemini, is called the conscious will and is typified by the restlessness of the monkey and signifies the rise of conscious experience in the soul. The fourth Nidana, under Cancer, called self-consciousness, is represented by a ship containing man, woman, and animals, and signifies the rise of the quality of individuality. The fifth Nidana, under Leo, is represented by an empty house and signifies the development of the sensory perceptions. The sixth Nidana, under Virgo, is a figure representing marriage and signifies the focusing of the sense perceptions upon exterior objects. The seventh Nidana, under Libra, is represented by a figure with an arrow in its eye and signifies the illusions of pain and pleasure and their reaction upon the soul. The eighth Nidana, under Scorpio, is called desire and is involved in the experiences of gratification. The ninth Nidana, under Sagittarius, is termed indulgence and is represented by a man collecting fruit into a basket. It signifies attachment to worldly possessions. The tenth Nidana, under Capricorn, represents maturity and signifies the fullness of material existence brought to its highest philosophical level. The 11th Nidana, under Aquarius, is compensation, represented by the birth of a son. This signifies the paying of all debts to nature and final detachment therefrom. The 12th Nidana, under Pisces, shows the dead body being carried to the grave. It signifies decay of all points of contact by which the life is held to the marital state. After the 12th, the first begins again, and so on through all the cycles of existence. The Nidanas, of course, represent the dominating consciousness or the place of the spiritual self in the great cycle of progress. While our little life has its birth, growth, maturity, and decay, so many hundreds of these lives form together a greater cycle involving a vast process of life moving through its several stages. By the position of the sun, the Nidana is determined, and by the ascendant, the subdivision of the Nidana is ascertained. Thus, a person born with the sun in Pisces is born to the experience of detachment, for he is bringing a cycle of experience to an end. A person born with the sun in Scorpio is born under the eighth Nidana, and the sole purpose of his existence is to experience the consequences of greed, personality, and possession. The ascendant of the horoscope represents a minor cycle of experience within a greater one. It qualifies and specializes the general significance. Thus, for example, the fifth Nidana, or Leo, is an externalizing of the sensory power and generally manifests as ambition. If the ascendant is in the third Nidana, or Gemini, representing the effort to establish individual sufficiency, it qualifies the major factor and denotes that the ambitions will be of an intellectual or mental nature. By calculations based upon this arrangement, the primary purpose of the soul's incarnation is established. In application, it is generally found that this purpose more or less dominates the individual in whose horoscope it is indicated. In the Tibetan monastery figure, the central part of the design, representing the world, or more exactly, the conditions of consciousness which together make up the world, is divided into six parts. In the painting, these parts, or panels, are filled with elaborate designs, setting forth the condition of